brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into the second hour today, we're going to continue to take calls on the Syria situation, what appears to be a false flag to blame Syria so they can invade just like babies in the incubators was fake and WMDs in Iraq and Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. The nerve gassing of the children appears to be real, but probably carried out by the rebels. They've been caught doing this three times previous. Our controlled media will not point that out. We're taking phone calls right now. Let's talk to Kevin in California. What's your take on all this, Kevin?
Well, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Listen, you know, I think I'm with you. You know, this is a false flag. And, you know, I mean, we're so far out over here. You know, everybody's so busy working and everybody's so busy, you know, compiling things, you know, for work and to do work and to go to work. And they're so busy with all that. They don't see all that that's going on over there. But they should. All these people should see this, what's going on, you know, because they should see that this is a false flag.
Well, it's going to come back on us, too. And it's evil to put Al-Qaeda into, especially murder all those Christians. I'd care if it was Muslims or anybody. But don't even the churches here take that personal? Is there not any type of solidarity? People all the time say, I don't care if that company goes under. I don't care if something bad happens to somebody. It's not me. Don't they inherently get that what you allow to happen to others injustice-wise will come back on you? Don't they have that? No. People, I'm more and more realizing civilization is based on being informed and having empathy and little people sticking together. But little people think it's cool to not stick together. They think it's cool to see somebody else's horrible life like it makes theirs better. They're idiots. Sorry, go ahead.
They are. They're ignorant. They're ignorant. It's not their fault. You know, we're being lied to, you know, by a usurped communist, you know, regime. It's ridiculous. And, you know, everything that they're perpetrating is for, by design, for them, not for those people. I talked to some Syrian people here, and, you know, they own a little, you know, tobacco shop, and, you know, I may go over there a couple of days a week to get a cigar. That's my vice. I have a cigar every now and then. So I go and talk to these guys, and these guys are good Christian people, and they can't believe what's being perpetrated for them by the United States. It's ridiculous.
Let me guess. They probably go, we don't understand Obama. He thinks he's helping us, but the Al-Qaeda is bad. And see, that's how simple even good people are. They're not dumb. They know it's evil. They know it's wrong. But they are so naive because they're good people that they probably, I'm guessing, imagine that Obama and NATO are misguided. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. You know, because they get together. They get together with their societies, their Christian societies, and they know. They don't think, Alex, they know. They know Obama's crooked. They know this is crooked.
Okay, so they're not naive then. So they know it's a setup to kill Christians. Because I got to say this. It's like Obama and the globalists are the devil. I guess he's the god of this world. They go after Christians anywhere they can and will go out of their way to murder any group of Christians they can in the world. And that should give all of us pause. When they can get control, who do they want to kill? Christians. Why would they want to fund in Syria and in Libya and in Egypt the extermination of Christians? And why would our media cover it up? Just little poor Christians living in the Middle East. Why? Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, what I guess we'd have to do is we got to go back and look at these field manuals and all this you know, all of these. You know, these documents that don't have anything to do with, you know, with the good of the people. You know what I mean? It's all for
sure. All the FBI and Homeland Security public training manuals where it says Christians, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, real peace activists, anyone who isn't. Look, if you like freedom, you're a terrorist. If you love America, you're a terrorist. If you're informed, you're a terrorist. If you know your rights, you're a terrorist. If you're a good person, you're a terrorist. If you love God, you're a terrorist. If you're an evil, demonic scumbag, New World Order loves you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm going to continue with your phone calls after our guest leaves us here in about 45 minutes on the subject of Syria. Just like they lied about babies in incubators being thrown out to invade Iraq, they lied about WMDs, Gulf of Tonkin, to get us into Vietnam. They've caught these al-Qaeda characters that CNN calls activists that have tanks and rocket launchers NATO gave them. They call them, you know, protesters so they can pull the wool over the American people's eyes. They've been caught three times. Look it up in the last year, staging nerve gas attacks, and it turns out they've done it. The UN's found that. The Russians have found that. And the criminal interests that are running our country, it's beyond Obama. It's beyond the Congress. It's these multinational defense contractors, you name it. They want to go wreck Syria. They want a big war. And now they're calling for it. France is calling for it. The right-wing neocon talk shows are calling for it. The Democrats are calling for it. Now, this is a big deal because there's Russian troops there. And here's my rule. Syria didn't attack anybody. Syria has not been going after anybody. It is a war crime what's going on. And our government for 2.5 years, through surrogates, just like in Egypt and Libya, has been funding the overthrow of those governments to make it worse. I mean, even if they're trying to make it better, that's unconstitutional, as George Washington said, to be running around doing that. They're trying to make it worse, and then they'll be bombing Al-Qaeda in 2 years. They want to just keep business going. Here, it'd be like if they arrested a bunch of crack dealers going and putting new ones out on the street, which they actually do. So we're going to be getting into that. Also, Bradley Manning wants a pardon from Obama, and he now wants to be known as Brandy Manning. Or Chelsea Manning, excuse me. I mean, come on, folks. That guy obviously needs to be let out of jail. Something's really going on there. Something's wrong with him. So we're going to be getting into that report. But they want to terrorize everybody so there's no whistleblowing. When you report on illegal torture like he did, you're covered. The only reason they might have been able to convict him, which they did 35 years, is that he did release stuff that was not criminal that was going on. He released probably too much. And they want to use him as a chilling effect against all whistleblowers. So we're going to look at that as well. Also, you've seen every week now whites mainly being killed after the Trayvon Martin thing because the media's hyped up that basically all whites are racist and deserve to be killed. To create racial division in this country is a divide and conquer political distraction. Well, now the black teen who allegedly murdered Australian jogger up in Oklahoma, the Australian baseball player, posted racist tweets. Yeah, CNN and others are trying to say, oh, it was a gang initiation. Yeah, the gang initiation in your racist black club, it's like they have racist white clubs, Hispanic clubs. Those things are all racially based, folks. Look at the prisons. Is go out and kill a cracker. And the fact that the media is trying to cover that up, but it's in the local newspapers, is a very, very big deal. That story's up on drudgereport.com and up on Infowars.com. It's from the Daily Caller. And my issue is, if the Klan goes out and drags somebody to death, I say give them the death penalty. And if you go out and you kill a white guy because he's white and you're racist, death penalty. I mean, this is the reality of what we're talking about. Now, that gets off on a separate subject. When the government's so corrupt, how do you trust them to prosecute a death penalty? Well, when it's open and shut and the people admit to it, and you know, then you've got the death penalty. But that's a complex issue for the courts and the juries to decide. We've got a very special guest, speaking of courts and juries, one of the top constitutional lawyers, in my humble opinion, in the country, and for common people, constitutional lawyer, to know your basic rights. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Simply Safe. There's some real scum in the alarm industry. You need to protect your home, but do it right. Don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount plus a keychain remote, a $25 gift free. Simply go to getsimplysafe.com. That's getsimplysafe.com. It's amazing. Just go check it out compared to the regular alarm systems. Continuing, folks, privateinternetaccess.com. Whenever we see all of these moves out there to have the NSA spy on us illegally, it's come out in the news that when you do use proxy servers, you do use anonymous systems, you do that, it makes it very hard for them. They just scoop it all up because nobody protects it. Also, there's a lot of criminal hackers out there that can just drive around and get into your computer system at work or at home on the wireless system. Use privateinternetaccess.com, encrypts internet connection, hides your IP, based in the U.S., 5 devices can log into it, maintains no records. Just go check it out, privateinternetaccess.com. And don't forget, my friends, it is our sponsors that make this syndicated radio broadcast possible. Now, shifting gears, I interviewed this gentleman last year via video Skype for radio listeners and for TV viewers, and I've seen what he's done in the courts in Texas. I've seen how he's advised people nationally. I've heard him talk about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, ways to effectively know your rights. If you don't know your rights, it's like you're blind walking around the middle of the jungle or something. And I said to him, I said, you need to put this in a book. You need to put this in a book because the laws are similar in all 50 states. This is important. If you're in England, it's similar because it's common law, Magna Carta. You need to know this. So he did it. He did it and dropped a case of these off or one of his guys did 2 weeks ago, and he's been on out of town, finally got back. Jamie Belasia is here. Texas DWI Survival Guide, a Citizens Protection Manual. And, of course, he was a police officer for 13 years and has now been a lawyer for quite a few years after that. And he's also brought with him one of his former, I guess, Austin detectives, his investigator on this. And, folks, they've got illegal checkpoints now in Austin. Pull them over for, quote, DWI, even though texting is five times more dangerous. And my issue is this. Under common law, if someone is recklessly driving, I want to get this straight here. That is a felony, folks, if you endanger people, whether you're drunk, whether you're on pills, whether you're beating your wife while you're driving, whatever it is. The old law was you're recklessly driving 100 miles an hour in the wrong lane. The jury calls you and you're going to get a couple years in jail, folks. You kill somebody, you're going to go to jail for 20 years. Now, that's my common law understanding. I'm not a lawyer like him. I want to see if he says I'm right. But the point is that I get pulled over randomly all the time. And I know I'm not speeding. Just to see and they smell and I go over the Congress Bridge on some business or something. You know, it's 8 at night. Oh, okay, you can go even though you were speeding. I'm like, I wasn't speeding. You're part of the DWI squad. Yeah, Alex, so what? So, and those guys get paid a lot more than the regular cops. And why do you have bars all over the country and the world, and then they let those operate, but then they're going to arrest you if you've had two beers, which most people that weigh 250 pounds like I do don't even feel it, folks. So it's a way to enslave the American people, in my humble opinion, to bring in incredible tyranny and give us all a record. And I, thank God, don't drink and drive. And thank God, back in college, a few times I was coming from parties or whatever, so obviously I wouldn't drive, I was impaired, I never, you know, got pulled over, went to jail. But the issue is almost everyone I know has a DWI or is getting one. I mean, this is an epidemic, and it's about money. But his book isn't just about that. It's about your rights under the Bill of Rights and how even if they arrest you, they're going to throw it out. And I know people that have him as a lawyer, follow what he says. He puts big ads in the paper telling people their rights. He's done it in our magazine. And just those basic facts does it. So the book is so important. We're selling it. And the stuff in here would cost you thousands of dollars if you got it from a lawyer. He's putting out the trade secrets here for you as a public service. That's why it's $39.95, because he'll lose money putting this out in the final equation. Law books are usually hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, folks. So this is a very important law book, InfoWarsStore.com. Jamie, we're going to go to break in a minute. That's a long intro, but I just admire the work you're doing and the ads you put in the bars, the restaurants, because now they're starting to pull people over and say, oh, we're going to dab your cheek. You smoked marijuana yesterday. You're going to lose your right to drive, or we're going to suck you dry. How bad is this, and why'd you write the book?
Well, partially because of your prompting, and I appreciate that. It is a citizen's guide. It's not meant for lawyers. It's not meant for judges or police officers. Not that they'll learn anything anyway. But it's for the people, because I'm so alarmed by the fear factor that they're putting out across this nation now. You know, the hardcore media, everything's to be feared. The drunk driver's going to kill you. The marijuana's going to kill you. We can protect you. We can run your life better than you can. Don't listen to what built this country. Listen to us. I don't like it. So we're trying to send a message out. Know your rights and stand up for them. I so admire you and your listeners, because they're not part of the sheeple of this country. They just baa along while they're being run down into the slaughterhouse. You know, when are they going to wake up and realize, just like in Nazi Germany, everything was fine until they turned those showers on and it wasn't hot water and soap. And, you know, are we being alarmist? Well, if you don't scream out alarm, the fire, you know, burns down the house while you're in it. So the call has to go out.
Absolutely. We're going to break in a moment, but you've been 35 years in the system, as you say it, 13 as a police officer. I mean, is that what woke you up, was seeing the change?
I refer to it as the machine. It just crushes people. It crushes our rights. Everyone wants you to focus on the bad guy, the criminal. But you know what? Nowadays, the criminal is your brother. It's your neighbor. It's you. And we have to stop this. We have to stop it now. I'm amazed with all the information that's out here on the Internet and great shows like this one. We still have the majority of our people, the vast majority, are just, they're deaf, blind, and dumb. They refuse to get away from the video games and pay attention to real news like you have and speak out. stand up to your government and tell them, we run this country, you don't. But as well as you and I both know right now, they run us.
Absolutely. The book's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go over your basic rights, powerful weapons, that if you use them, you're basically invincible. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
I was talking to Jamie Belasia, constitutional lawyer, decades before that, 13 years as a police officer, 12 of it as an Austin police officer, and I could have this guy in for 5 hours, so we need to get going with this interview, covering all the facets. But the book, Texas DWI Survival Guide, is available at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's applicable all over the country with the basic Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're going to talk about that, but the reason I wanted to get him in was that through his intermediary, when he dropped the books off, he was saying, you know, Jamie's mad about the NSA. He wants to talk about that. He wants to talk about these federal laws. And here it is. U.S. directs agents to cover up program used to investigate Americans, where the NSA has given everything to the DEA and then to local police. Folks, of course they're using it all illegally. It's unbelievable. Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Comments on that.
NSA is not going to target American citizens. That's exactly who they're targeting, American citizens. Every phone call, every email, every text, they keep it all. And now we find out because of, by accident, a case up in New York, a judge finds out that the NSA is actually telling the DEA, the FBI, lie in your affidavits for search warrants, lie in your arrest warrant affidavits. Don't tell them you got this from us. That is a crime.
Yeah, they told him, go manufacture a fake investigation, create fake evidence to get the warrant.
And only when fake evidence comes and knocks on your door and drags you out of your house do you get concerned. We need to get concerned now. The Selena
fake evidence is, I mean, that's like that's like kryptonite to Superman. I mean, that's the worst thing for a country.
Like planting dope on you or the Salinas v. Texas case just came out. Unless you actively and in your own words state, I am invoking my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. You have basically, if you just become silent and don't answer their questions, that is now allowed into court as evidence of guilt. That's insane. For 30, 40 years, we've all been told on TV and the movies by your lawyer.
It's like North Korea.
Yeah, that you know, remain silent. Call a lawyer. Now you remain silent, you're guilty. Unless you use the legal term, I'm invoking my right to remain
silent. And you better remain silent, especially with the feds. They always convict people for lying to them when you don't even really lie. They just say you lied and you go to jail for that.
I'm proud
feds
of you.
Feds come around here. What do? Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut. Tell them you want to talk to your lawyer and you don't want to talk to them. I mean, I always ask the police officers, if you get brought into IRS because they're looking at your tax return and it's a criminal investigation, are you going by yourself or are you taking a lawyer? Every one of them says, I'm not going by myself. I'm not answering their questions, not IRS. I said, well, then why do you get offended when I tell my clients not to answer your questions? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Don't answer their questions. Don't cooperate. They twist it into...
I had a state police guy last year try to say that my Topo Chico was beer. And I said, man, you know that's water. He's looking right at it. I go, that's water. That's a clear bottle. And he was like, are you on drugs, Alex? And I went, man, I got really mad. Because now when you get pulled over, it's like secret police questioning. It just goes on and on.
If they smell alcohol in your breath or if they think they do, the odds are you're going to jail. If you were foolish enough to blow into the breathalyzer and it shows you're under an 08, then they'll say, oh, well, you can't handle your liquor, or, oh, you're on drugs as well. There's never, oh, we made a mistake. Let us get your car out of pound. Let us apologize. Let us get you back where you need to be. It's not the way it works anymore. It wasn't like that when I started in law enforcement.
I want to talk about how it started out when you were first in law enforcement as a peace officer and where it's going now, but what about the other stuff happening in the country and the illegal checkpoints the feds are paying for? I mean, it's crazy.
I don't like the fact that the Border Patrol, when I go hunting in South Texas, stops me and wants to know where I'm from, where I'm going, what I'm doing. If you can't look at me and tell I'm an American citizen and buy my car, the way I dress, the way I act, then you shouldn't be at this job.
Listen, the Border Patrol, every time I go down there, and I want to go to Big Bend, I want to go to South Padre, every time they know who I am by name and still want to search the vehicle.
They sure do.
I mean, they know who I am, and they still want to.
Their dogs will scratch up your car.
Oh, yeah. You know,
the dogs will hit on a car, because what's a hit by a dog?
A biscuit.
Because a flea bites him? Right.
Oh, well, that's the old joke, like Roscoe Pico Train with Flash would always say he smelled drugs, you know, to get a biscuit.
That's right. He wants the biscuit. That's how they train him. A dog knows I want to get petted, not told to sit. So it works all the way around. Now, nationally on DWI, it's just getting worse and worse. The surcharges from a DWI conviction, if you have the bad luck of hiring an attorney who doesn't know what he's doing, it never goes away. It stays on your back forever, your insurance rate.
I've had three tickets in like the last 5 years. I looked it up. I don't know how they told me one more ticket I get the surcharge.
Well, you also need to find out about how many taxes they're putting on each ticket. In Texas, every traffic ticket that's written that you pay, 50 cents goes to Prairie View A&M University. Why? Why is my traffic ticket supporting a state university? And whatever goes over their cutoff point goes back into the general fund. They're taxing us without telling us. They're lying to us again, using the criminal justice system and the local police to step on you.
Constitutional lawyer Jamie Bellagio is here with us. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get deep into it straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats, but we can't do that without your help by getting the film. Bumper stickers and t-shirts at Infowars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just in Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Texas DWI Survival Guide to Citizens Protection Manual. And, you know, Jamie, it's got your name there at the top, but tell me about these other guys that are in here and why people should get this book and what to learn in the book. And then I want to get into all the subjects you want to talk about as a constitutional lawyer.
Bruce Edge is a regent of the National DUI College, and John Hunsucker is a very close friend and colleague of his. They're up in Oklahoma. John's in Oklahoma City, and Bruce is in Tulsa. Terrific guys, very knowledgeable. They've headed up the DWI fight in Oklahoma and nationally as well. If you don't have the scientific knowledge to fight the state's power in a DWI case, you're going to lose. These breathalyzers are unreliable. The credibility of the officers, if you don't know how to take them on a cross-examination, they can just run over you like a bull. These guys are tremendous. They've helped spearhead a nationwide series of books on DWI and how to, for the people to understand. You know, you can pick this book up and read through it quickly in a day, 2 days, keep it on the toilet.
This is the criminalization of the whole country, basically.
Well, you know, they wanted to go down to 05 here recently. They're going to keep pressing that. They're going to keep pressing it further and further. A commercial truck driver, if he goes out on a Friday night with his wife or girlfriend or whatever, and on the way home gets pulled over in the DWI, right away his commercial license is taken away. His right to have a living is taken away. The surcharges start slamming them. You take your driver's license away. How are you going to get to work? Will you drive? How do you get your kids to school? Where you drive?
And it's just like they used the dead babies in the incubator Saddam thing to invade and kill millions of Iraqis. Wasn't true. They hype up the bad drunk drivers that have had 20 drinks and run somebody down. But now they're going to move on to the people that are texting that are five times more dangerous and take them to jail. I mean, at a certain point, am I right or wrong to say it should just be reckless driving? If somebody's driving recklessly, it's a serious charge. But if they're not being reckless, then, I mean, what did we do before this police state?
Before we started multiplying the laws every year exponentially, it's incredible. I knew how to spot a drunk driver when I was a police officer, a rookie, just like you and your listeners do. If someone's drunk and they're in danger, then they need to be arrested and they need to be taken off the street so they don't hurt somebody. But, you know, do we give them rehabilitation if they're an alcoholic or a repeat offender? Or do we just throw them in jail and keep that money churning, make them go to classes, make them pay surcharges? We had laws in the books, just like you're talking about, reckless driving. There's criminally negligent homicide for someone who's texting or fatigued, shouldn't be driving, drunk driving. But that's a small percentage, you know, fatality cases. What they like to do is expand it all over all of us and bring in the money.
Well, now we see cases like in Phoenix where the woman had one glass of wine, but the people called the police on her, and then the CPS came and took her kids. Or then another lady had gone to the dentist and had come out, her mouth was numb, so people thought she was drunk and they took her to jail. I mean, there's all these little secret police now, too.
In Arizona, if you are a citizen of Colorado and smoke some marijuana before you go to bed because you've got backache and don't want to take prescription medication and get hooked on that garbage, then you go to Arizona and they pull you over 20 days later and they find the metabolite, the dead THC in your
blood. The breakdown.
They charge you with the DWI, and they'll put you in jail. They'll take your blood there on the hood of the patrol car if they have to. They don't even get search warrants.
Yeah, that's where I first, must have been almost 18 years ago, saw the first articles people would fax me at the radio station of warrantless checkpoints taking blood in Phoenix, and people didn't believe me back then. They thought, no way in America.
The DWI checkpoints, in Texas, we have driver's license checkpoints because DWI checkpoints aren't allowed at this point. So they have a driver's license checkpoint. Well, what do they make you do? Roll down your window and speak to them so they can smell your breath. If you crack your window a half an inch and hand them your driver's license and insurance paperwork, they're going to start demanding that you roll that window down. The police don't have a right to do that.
Then they pull you over, search your vehicle. But then even if you end up going to jail for something, now they've violated the Fourth Amendment, right? You're going to get out of it.
Well, you better have a good lawyer and
yeah.
Those of us who know how to file these motions and argue them. And also, though, police officers know how to testify. Sometimes we refer to it as test to lie. They know how to leave stuff out, bring stuff in, so they can pass muster. In San Antonio, we have videos in about a third to a half of the cases. So in the other half of the cases, it's his word against yours. Well, who does the judge believe, the decorated police officer or the citizen? And what's disturbing, though, is when it's the fourth, fifth, sixth citizen who's saying that particular police officer is lying, these judges have to wake up and go, you know, all these people aren't making this up. Why would a police officer lie to make a misdemeanor arrest? You brought up money earlier. There are Austin police officers, their base pay may be around $50,000. on the DWI task force, they're making another $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in overtime.
You're talking $130,000. $140,000,
I think, is what the top one brought in. And if they've got alimony or child support or a new boat payment or a girlfriend on the side, they need money. Now, do I let you go or do I arrest you if I'm going to make that kind of money on the side? Too many of these guys are arresting people that should never be arrested. That's why you've got to know your rights. You've got to, you know, my website, dwidude.com, will tell you what to do and what not to do, what to say, what not to
say. You know, that's what I love is most of these good DWI lawyers and constitutional lawyers, I know you cover other cases as well, they don't give you any info. You put big ads in the paper that give people basically the info free. I mean, it's just so important that people visit your site.
I have a lot of people that I meet around town. They'll say, it's almost like you don't want us to be your client. I said, I don't. I don't want to meet you when you're getting out of jail.
You've got more business you can handle sometimes.
Yes, but stay out of jail. You know, now, if somebody gets busted, I want their business.
Yeah.
And I'm not cheap. Cheap lawyers aren't good. Good and great lawyers aren't cheap. That's another little saying we have over there.
Believe me, I know. I've got a good lawyer as well.
It's someone's, I think Red Adair was talking about oil field fires. He said, if you think I'm expensive, try hiring an amateur.
Exactly.
You're in trouble for years.
Absolutely, yeah.
But so many people, college graduates, if you ask them just some rudimentary questions or some simple questions about their constitutional rights, they almost all fail. Now, a pre-law graduate will do pretty well, but your basic college student doesn't know his rights.
Well, give us the bottom line. Give out your website again so people can go see that all over the country. That's the basic facts, but also the books at InfoWarsStore.com where you can really get details. But specifically, this is how it usually is. I go to a meeting downtown. At 8 o'clock at night, I get out of the meeting. I'm driving home, and obviously I know don't drink because it's like piranhas down there.
Sure is.
Boom, cop pulls me over. They immediately come. Oh, you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, and then they see I'm not drinking, so they go, okay, you can go. And I go, hey, I know, you know, that you were just DWI checkpoint, really. And or sometimes they say, hey, I want you to get out. I'm going to search the car. I say, nope, violates my rights. What do you have to hide? I'm going, come on, knock it off, man. But I mean, what should I do? What should somebody do when they get pulled over?
The police like to say, I want to make sure you're safe to drive. Well, all of a sudden, the burden's on you instead of the burden on them to prove you're unsafe to drive. Well, always be polite. You know, the first thing I tell people, don't drive drunk. If there's any question in your mind, tell yourself, I'm going to be stopped. And if I'm going to be stopped, do I really feel like I should drive home? Call a cab. It's a lot cheaper than my law firm. But be polite, but be firm. You don't have to answer their questions about where you've been, what you've been doing. You don't have to take the field sobriety test. Most people will fail that test. Some officers say, well, it's not a pass or fail. What they're trying to do is to glean evidence that you're not normal when they don't even know what your normal is. They don't know if your speech is slurred or if you're tired. They don't know how you normally speak, so limit what you say. I always tell people, have your driver's license and insurance card in a place where you can give it to the policeman quickly and without dropping it. Don't hand them your Montgomery Ward card instead of your driver's license. Although you're scared, you have anxiety, you're thinking, drink, drive, go to jail. I drank. I'm going to jail. What am I going to tell my wife? I'm going to lose my job. Busted mugshot is going to put me on the internet and in their magazine and humiliate me in front of the public. All these things are going through your mind, so you have to have a game plan ahead of time. The book tells you what to do, but to simplify it, be polite. Don't give the officer a reason to arrest you. Decline any physical agility tests they want you to do. Don't answer questions about where you've been drinking, how much you've been drinking, because that can mislead them to make an improper decision that you're intoxicated. Or they'll just say, you know, he admitted he was drinking. Well, if you smelled it on my breath and I'm telling you that I had something to drink, doesn't that mean I'm an honest citizen? No, it means I'm an intoxicated driver to them.
But it's also hypocritical. You have all these restaurants with all the wine, all the beer, all the everything. You go out, you're at a business meeting, and you're just like, I better not even have one glass. Because even if it's one glass, they're going to still say driving under the influence, right?
They sure are. There's a federal program, and all the major cities have them. It's the STEP program. And it's federally funded throughout both while the officers are out working it and for all their overtime. And they have a rotation list. The officers, they call you, hey, you're up to work the DWI STEP program Friday night. Oh, great, I'll make some overtime money and court money. If you don't make an arrest while you're working that shift, the next time your name comes up, you get passed. So there's actually a bounty on making a DWI arrest in Austin, in San Antonio, in Houston, and Dallas. It's very disturbing. And when jurors find this out, that that's why this guy got arrested, who looks sober on the videotape, we're getting not guilty jury verdicts.
It's just so annoying. I've had him pull me over, too, and ask, are you on? And I started laughing. And he goes, oh, you're drunk. And I was like, I got out and laughed at him and said, no. The cop says, are you on PCP? And he said, are you on any drugs or anything like PCP? And I went, started laughing. And he goes, what, well, you know, are you drunk? And I went, no, do I look like I'm on PCP? And I actually got out of the car and started laughing at him. He's like, you can go. But the point was, I just couldn't believe he said that. What, have you heard of that?
What they're going to say in court is you had a delayed response. And that's something about PCP. There is a slight delay before you go crazy and rip the door off the hinges. But the matter...
Oh, so I probably paused when he said something and was thinking.
You were deliberate. You were using your mental faculties. You were actually thinking like a well-thought-out person, a sober person would do. They turned that into, oh, he's confused. He's obviously intoxicated on drugs or alcohol.
I've never seen PCP.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't want to see anybody who's on it. I have. I've had to fight with them in the past.
Oh, really?
It is bad stuff, but I can guarantee you there's no mistaking you and anyone on PCP.
Yeah. So it's just a way to make you feel guilty. Look at this article. Drinking and walking is the new crime. I shot this video just out on the streets of Austin. They now have the sign saying, don't drink and walk. But it's all downtown culture now, all those high-rises. How do you go eat dinner and then walk home having a few drinks? And now I've learned they're actually not arresting guys that are stumbling around. They're now doing breathalyzers of just couples walking down the street. So I can't even go rent a room with my wife for the weekend, leave my kids with my parents, go see a movie, go have a few drinks. I can't even do that now.
It's insane.
Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
They have flashing billboards saying, don't drink and walk, we will arrest you. And I asked a cop about it. Yeah, there it is. It says, drink, walk, don't drink, then walk, bike or drive. And I asked Austin cops, and they go, yeah, we're told now to look for people that look drunk when they're walking.
Well, there's two ways to read that. Don't drink and walk, bike or drive, instead.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. So you just saw the sign. What do you make of that?
Well, it's just more the controlling of our behavior. And what happens to you on 6th Street? Ask any of the college kids, if you try to argue with a police officer,
they instantly say a public intoxication, put you in handcuffs.
And jack you up. And, you know, when I was a police officer, I didn't shoot anybody. I could have shot a lot of people. I didn't beat a lot of people. I had to beat some. But because you can talk your way into reason with people, talking, you know, drunk people into submitting and going peaceably, you know, spend 30 more seconds, 3 more minutes with somebody instead of collar snatching and pimp slapping them. If we treated people like the police sometimes treat us, we would be placed under arrest and charged with a crime. And that needs to stop.
What do you make of all the Austin police suddenly that are just shooting people everywhere, or they pull somebody over and start shooting? It's that instinctive training thing? Because, I mean, it's crazy.
It's who they're hiring. You know, my family was a police family, and my brother just retired recently as a sergeant with APD. I understand the dangers of being a police officer. You know, I've been in the fight. But they're hiring a lot of people who, number one, shouldn't be police officers.
Well, just say it. They're hiring wimps. And wimps are going to be scared and are going to kill people.
Or little bullies who, you know, this is their chance to get back at somebody. And they should never be hired as police officers. The one good thing that Austin has is the videotaping program. And so that, you know, at least there's a videotape. In so many of our other cities, the videotapes are turned off.
What do you think of Acevedo? Because he does some good things but some bad things.
Well, I hate the fact that they videotape us. No, I don't like that. I do want to be protected when a police officer pulls me over, though. And a police officer ought to believe, if I'm being videotaped, then you can't make up an allegation against me, number one. Number two, if I have to do something, you know, that involves deadly force, I'm supported by a videotape to prove that. But the idea that the government snoops on us like they do just blows me away. You know, I read the lyrics to a Gimme Shelter on the way here by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, great song.
I like the Grand Funk Railroad's version. But, you know, we are just, it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, we are one gunshot away from war. in this world at all times. In our community, we shouldn't be one gunshot away from death by our public servants. They tase people. Look how many dogs they've killed around here. I don't know about you. My dog's like a little family member.
I've seen some of the videos, too, where the dog is wagging its tail.
Well,
I mean, if you don't know, the dog's wagging its tail, like they shoot labs and stuff.
Well, they taught us when you approach a fenced-in yard and there's a bad dog, stop. Don't go in there and then shoot the dog. I don't understand this. Something's got to be done.
But it's like they've got something to prove. Like Missouri State Police, people had impeach Obama signs out a national campaign. And the cops all show up, like 12 of them, and they're bowed up and run up and start choking people. I mean, that's like classic bad guys.
They're taught that command, take control, intimidate, and it shuts down what? Your average everyday citizen? Obama to me is nothing but a carpetbagger. He's ruining our country. And the police are becoming the revenuers.
Yeah.
Like we're going back to the 20s and 30s. And most people that want to be police officers, when I came into the field, wanted to help, wanted to serve, wanted to protect. And I'm starting to question that nowadays. It's troublesome.
I want to come back and get to all the other points. You got a bunch of files there, things you want to talk about. Jamie Belasia is our guest. He's a great guy. I want to get you in there every few months, man. You're awesome.
I'd love it.
Maybe sometimes you can come in and co-host or something.
That'd be great.
Or do the whole show one day. The book's available at InfoWars.com. It's written for Texas, but it's applicable in many ways around the country. Good common sense constitutional info.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey!
Malaysia is a great guy, especially in person. And I'm serious. Down the road, I know you're very busy in court and stuff. We ought to look for a slot for you to come in, and if you want to host the whole 3 hours, now that comes out to about 2 hours and 15 minutes of airtime, and you can really come in and go through everything, not be interrupted by me.
You know, one thing I always forget to tell people is I am pro local law enforcement. I love the police officers. I hate what they're being forced to do.
Tell me about your partner. He got shot, stabbed, everything.
Steve Montague is a
your investigator's
hero.
Here?
Yes, he's doing investigations here in the Austin area for us. Montague, his whole family, his law enforcement, they're true American patriots. And I can tell you this, we have discussions. He's sickened by what he and I both see the local law enforcement officers having to do, and I believe it's a dictate from above. It's the federal government that's controlling.
Oh, yeah, it's all that money.
Right, exactly. And also, you know, who's going to come and knock on our doors when it's time to come drag us out? It's not going to be the National Guard. Well, maybe the National Guard.
The cops with them.
They're our neighbors, too. It's going to be the local cops, yeah. Obama and Holder and those ruffians, they're not going to come to our doors. They don't have the balls.
Well, we know in the FEMA training, they're going to use local police as, you know, like almost like they're Indian guides, you know, the old West Wars. So the local cops will lead them as the guide.
And then it's going to fall back on the old, well, when they came for you, I didn't speak out because I wasn't like you. But what's going to happen when they come for you? You know, we have to stop.
Well, talk about police. They're already have looted the pensions. They're funding them on IOUs and leverage money, but they're going to end up taking everything. I mean, that's the thing about tyranny. It destroys everything.
This country is in such a state of near shambles right now, and people don't recognize it. It's you know, you look at how votes are being paid for and bought right now. It's sickening.
What's some of the other points you want to get at? Because I keep directing the conversation.
That's great. One of the things I wanted to talk about was this deal about mug shots. And you got arrested. Now, what if you got arrested and you're not guilty? What if you got arrested and they can't make your case? What if you got arrested by mistake? Well, there are these groups out here now, and they put your picture in this flimsy little rag.
And sell them.
And sell it, and they put it on the Internet. And you know, once that stuff's on the Internet, it's always there. Now, I understood that this is somebody trying to make a buck. I didn't like it because I think until you're found guilty, you shouldn't be branded a criminal. But now I find out that if you contact these companies, because, hey, I don't want my picture in the news. I may not get hired.
It's a shakedown.
My job, yeah. Well, pay us some money, and we'll take your picture off of our website. It'll take about 10 days, unless you want to pay even more money. Then we can take your picture down quicker.
And, of course, they're not telling you that within a couple of days it's going to go on the digital Google archives and they can never get rid of it. That's also an angle for your action. I know is the angle that they're telling you we'll take it down. It's already out.
It's already out there. And just the fact that they're strong-arming you to take it down. There's a Facebook page that just came up called Blackmailed by Busted. Blackmailed, because that's the story, you're being blackmailed by Busted. And that's busted.com, Busted Mugshots, whatever you want to call. There's a number of companies now that do it, and they do it all over the country. We're going to try to find some people who have been abused, who've lost their jobs. I wonder how many people have killed themselves across our country.
Folks that have been damaging to call you.
Well, I want them to go to that Blackmailed by Busted on Facebook because we want to get an idea of, you know, we want to make sure this is the problem we think it is. And if it is, I'm going to contact lawyers all over the country, and we're going to file some class action lawsuits. We're going to do our best to shut this down. This isn't freedom of press here. This is freedom to extort money from good American citizens who've not been convicted of a crime.
It's making money off the police state.
That's right. And you know what? I know you've tried to get information from the police before, and they stonewall us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give these mug shots away like the Five and Dime store. So this guy, or these various businesses.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.